back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
Hello?
This is Betty.
Hello? Hello?
This is Betty.
Hello?
It's 420.
Hello? Hello?
And this is Betty.
It's 420.
Grab your bongs, bitches.
Hello? This is Betty.
Grab your bongs, bitches.
Hello?
This is Betty.
Are you still
waiting? It's 420.
Are you still waiting?
Grab your bongs, bitches.
Or later.
Hello? This is Betty.
And this is Betty.
Hello?
This is Betty.
It's Betty again. Are you still waiting?
Is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Yampa.
Hey, Anthony, how you doing?
Oh my goodness, let me tell you, it's definitely something. Hi, everyone. This is Anthony looking for my part of the script as I stand here from the rental car shuttle rating area in Studio A.
Oh, and there's a video attached.
No, there's not a video. It's supposed to be background noise.
Oh.
Which I forgot to do because I'm really high right now, and you know,
oh,
it's kind of how that all goes. But we'll get it in there. We'll get it in there. Gotcha. We'll get it in there.
Well, hey everybody, it's Joe live on the new shitter. It's still new.
The new shitter. You got a new shitter. That's
been installed at Joe's desk.
Ooh.
Studio B.
Ooh.
Wiki Wiki Wick Whack, Betty here. I am your premium lovable artificial personality unit. Yay. This is episode 305 of the Joe and Anthony Show for Monday, November 4th, 2024. Find us on iTunes, the Apple Podcasts app, Spotify, Radio for All, and of course, Shyampa Radio. Visit www.shyampa.org. That's Shyampa.org. When you're there, click the menu, click programming, then clicky clicky on the Joe and Anthony Show. Subscribe, add, like, favorite. Just do it now, damn it. All
damn
right,
it. Damn
let's
it.
Get cracking with the
damn
2P segment. Betty, Betty, Betty out.
Well, thank you so much for that loveliness, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
Yeah.
Lovely. It's just lovely.
Yeah. Yeah. One of these days we'll get all the voices all synced up again.
One day. Yeah, maybe. Maybe one day. It will happen.
Yeah.
Sooner or later.
In case you're wondering what the fudge we're talking about, folks.
Right.
We've gone through various robotic personalities.
I think it's been, what, like 3 or 4
yeah.
or 5 or 12 or some shit like that at this point?
I think at least 3 is...
At least 3, so, yeah. Yeah, yeah, I think 3. So too, yeah. Something like that.
I mean, but hey, you know, they've come a long way, I gotta tell you.
Yeah.
These robots... So what's going on in your neck of the woods there, Anthony?
Well, you know, as I'm enjoying the cooler but yet still warm weather. Although today was kind of interesting because today felt a lot like Florida.
Huh.
In a sense that the humidity was dense. And I did not look to see what the dew point was, but I do know that, well, actually a coworker had made a mention to me. And he had made mention, he's like, oh, does the building just feel warm right now? And I said, no, well, it does feel warm. I says, but it feels warm because it's humid and your sweat is not evaporating properly. So it was a very sticky day today, it felt like to me and apparently to other people as well. So, but it was, I mean, it's better than 100 degrees. So
this is true.
You know, I can't complain about that.
I can tell you with this much that the dew point is not causing the temperature to go into heat index territory.
No, absolutely.
But it is high enough to feel, as you said, dense.
Sticky. It feels sticky. Yes. It's sticky. And I am loving the change of season. That's been phenomenal. Yes. Nice shades of color on the trees everywhere. You know, I got yellow, I got red, I got orange. If I look out the studio window, I just look at another building and a window. Ah. But, you know, when you go out and about doing things.
Is there another studio?
No, huh?
In the other window? Is there another studio in the other window?
No, that's an auxiliary room. I can't broadcast from that room. So, yes, it's a storage room or something. We put things in there, but we can't broadcast from there. It's a no broadcast zone.
Okay. Fair enough.
So, and then, yeah, I am smoking. God, what does this stand for? It's ML. It stands for something. I think it's memory loss, actually.
Memory loss.
I think so. I think that's the name of the strain. And clearly it's working quite well there as well. So that's what's going on with me. What about you, Joe? How's it going for you?
Well, I'm glad to hear that you're enjoying the fall change of seasons. I think you've been dying for this for the longest of times.
Yeah, probably about maybe 15 years.
Yeah, I don't think I'm being dramatic about that. So yeah, you know, it's we're also going through some weird changes in the environment, and it's it's only going to get more intense, I'll tell you. But let me say this much: we're in a pretty good place. I think Chicago is well weathered to stand most things. However, one thing that I don't stand right now is this getting dark early shit. It's cramping my style.
And yeah, I must say, I'm not a fan of it, and I kind of forgot about it. That, you know, it gets dark at like 4:30.
Yeah, it's like fuck, but you know, it fucks with your whole system.
Yeah, so, you know, I'll get used to it, but I kind of forgot
now,
about
the good
that.
Thing, though, for me is that it was a really busy day all day long. So the time itself actually moved forward quickly.
Oh, yeah. And,
I hear you. It's kind of like, all right, nature, I'm going to get one over on you. I'm going to move. But then it got back at me because I was extremely tired. But anyways, let's move on. I am looking forward to the holidays. And I say that only so much so is that it's just a rest time and kind of a time to catch up and just be rested, you know?
Well, that's good.
It's a good feeling to feel rested. I haven't felt rested in a long time.
It is a good feeling to feel rested. Mm-hmm. I wish I could feel rested sometimes. I wish I could sleep all day sometimes, or at least half the day, or most of the morning. You know, I'm out of bed by like 6 o'clock in the morning. It's kind of scary and upsetting in many ways.
Well, yeah, I know some folks that are up quite early. And, you know, I did it actually Saturday morning-ish, but Sunday morning I was at my place of business by 6:37 so in the morning.
That's early.
And, you know, it was just sort of like I needed to do it, and it was a good day, you know.
Well, good,
but anyways,
good.
I hear Betty's taking on holiday work for major payroll companies.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. What's she up to? Because, you know, every employee that we have here is on a different payroll company, but I've been noticing that her voice is on every single payroll company's call center system.
Yeah, right. She's be careful.
It's driving me insane, man. We don't pay her in the first place. But anyways, what am I saying? I am currently smoking back one. Nothing's
there you go.
Changed. So, Anthony, do we get any voicemails?
It does not appear so.
Ah. All right, well, what am I supposed to be saying? Oh, okay. So, well, our chat room is open at cheyempa.org, and our phone lines are ready right now. You can give us a call at 813-327-8566. Again, that's 813-327-8566 on your Celery Mobile, or that brand new pearl white slimline push button digital telephone.
Oh my goodness.
Automatic last number Chinese restaurant redial.
Ooh, yay!
That you just picked up at the AT&T store.
Ooh.
All right, Anthony, what you got for us tonight?
All right, yes, we are on the weed corner here.
Yes!
And our first story comes from AZ, or I'm assuming Arizona Family. A new rule going into effect on Friday in Arizona will allow dispensaries to deliver recreational marijuana to customers.
Ooh.
Right. Mint Cannabis says they've been delivering medical marijuana for years. A new policy that allows recreational marijuana to be delivered begins Friday, a few months earlier than expected. Delivery drivers must have their own vehicles and wear body cameras. People who want to order from their couch and have it delivered must first register in person at the store and prove that they are 21 years or older, and then after that, they can order online. When the delivery arrives, the driver must give it to the person who ordered it. Drivers will not leave packages at the door if nobody answers, and they will not give it to anybody inside the house except for the person who ordered it. Drivers will also be trained so that underage buyers won't be able to dupe the system. Right?
Yeah. Okay, so...
Oh my God, but could you get that child to stop screaming? I'm trying to do a podcast here. God, these annoying parents have a screaming child like over here waiting for the bus too, and it just keeps going on and on. And I'm trying to do a show here, and this thing is just screaming. Anyway, I'm sorry. Anywho, where was I? Oh, yes, I know. My papers are kind of blowing all over the place here. MJ Biz Daily is our next weed story. The U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration has contacted 25 designated participants to testify at a December 2nd hearing about marijuana rescheduling. Before marijuana can be moved from Schedule 1 to Schedule 3 of the Controlled Substances Act, DEA Administrator Ann Milgram ordered that the matter go before an administrative law judge. The 25 participants will appear before DEA Chief Administrator Law Judge John Mulry II, who has served in that position since 2009. Most of the participants represent law enforcement and anti-marijuana lobbies. Some of the invitees, including the National Cannabis Industry Association, were already publicly known. Others, including leading anti-legalization organization Smart Approaches to Marijuana, were widely expected to be granted participant status as well. And that's it for your Weed Corner, Joe. That's it for your Weed Corner. Back to you, Joe.
Okay, Anthony, are you ready for today's fun fact about Chicago?
Sure.
Well, Wallace Carlson and Winsor McKay...
No, nobody has seen your luggage. Sorry. Sorry, someone's yelling about their luggage. We haven't seen your luggage, lady. I've been here the whole time.
They created the first animated cartoon character with... Gertie the Dinosaur.
Gertie the Dinosaur.
In 14. And for your information, the following year, Carlson debuted a new character called Dreamy Dud, who appeared in perhaps the country's first after-school special for Chicago's SNA Studios, made famous by Charlie Chaplin. And this was from ChooseChicago.com. Well now, wasn't that interesting, Anthony?
That was exciting, Joe. Did you know I was on the Bozo show?
Did you? Were you?
Yes, I was. I did not know.
Wow.
Yes, I was. I was. Very long time ago. Yeah, yeah. My sister and I think it was a couple numbers off for my sister. She was very unhappy. And you could see on the camera, she was very unhappy. because it was only a few digits off. And she practiced. God bless her. She practiced like weeks and weeks and weeks.
You should fucking be happy that you were on the goddamn show to begin with.
I know, right? Apparently my parents waited like 7 years to get tickets. It took quite a long time to get tickets.
Wow.
Yeah, right?
Wow. Well, that was today's fun fact about Chicago. And just remember, the more you know, you'll only know by listening to the Joe and Anthony Show.
Fantastic.
Right? All right, let's let Roger do whatever he does, because he does things.
Oh, hi. It's me, Roger, and I am here to tell you about today's National Day moment. For today, well, it won't be today, if you're not listening today, and today is November 4th, 2024, and it's National Birthdays and Events Day, Job Action Day, National Broadcast Traffic Professionals Day, which is usually November 2nd unless November 2nd lands on the weekend. Then the day is celebrated on the following Monday, and finally, for all you hashtag Chicken Lady Day followers, it's National Chicken Lady Day.
Yay.
Okay, now. Let's watch Joe twiddle around a small wheel that somehow causes our Anthony to push a button that magically causes the bigger wheel to spin, spin, spin. No, 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 yes, yes, yes. Twiddle away, Joe, and push that button, Anthony.
All right,
you're twiddling, Yeah. All right, fantastic.
Push that button.
All right, hold on. I'm trying to... I put a show title idea in, so I kind of lost where I was. So, all right, okay, where are we at? I'm finding the button. Here's the button. All right, so our random news story of the night is from NBC News and brings us a story of how you run, how your run-of-the-mill crazy my God, I just cannot get this line right.
Dick White just, he's horrible with grammar.
Brings us a story of your run-of-the-mill explosion crazy Florida man. There we go.
Yay.
Well, I was distracted by the announcement. I'm waiting for the bus still to get to the rental car shuttle. And they were announcing it earlier.
You know, and I've been noticing.
And this screaming child. Yes, you, ma'am. You. Yes, you. Your screaming child lady. And her screaming child. I could not hear the message before. So now I'm standing here on the corner here. Well, actually in the terminal waiting for the bus. Anywho.
I can tell the signal keeps dropping out.
Isn't it crazy? A Florida man has been charged after he allegedly left two improvised explosive devices in bathrooms at the Hard Rock Casino in Tampa. Oh, goodness. Someone's got an angry pussy. Brian, yes, I said that. Yes, I don't care. I don't care. It's a sidewalk. Brian, 46, of Tampa, was arrested on Wednesday and charged with two counts of making, possessing, throwing, projecting, placing, or discharging any destructive device, the Florida Department of Law Enforcement announced on Thursday. Brian allegedly left two remote control improvised explosive devices inside two male restrooms at the Seminole Hard Rock Casino on September 29th, a Florida Department law enforcement commissioner said in a news conference. One of the devices was found by an employee who reported it, and the casino was eventually evacuated out of caution. The Seminole Police Department and Hillsborough County Sheriff's Department bomb squad responded to the scene and deemed both devices as safe. This must have been quite the exciting moment in Tampa when this was going on. I'm sad I missed it in some ways. Anyway, I mean, bomb squads and everything. I'm sure all the news helicopters were around it.
Oh, yes. And it gets even more exciting.
The investigation. The bomb squad is the investigation found that 3 days prior to the discovery of the devices, a man was seen behaving very suspiciously at the casino on September 25th. That man had been driving a white Ford Explorer. Is that OJ? With unique moose poop characteristics, Glass said. Moose poop characteristics. Wow. A Ford Explorer. A white Ford Explorer, OJ, and moose poop characteristics. It is getting weird. Joe, you are so correct. Investigators determined that Brian had purchased the vehicle under an alias. Maybe he used the alias OJ, used a burner cell phone, and paid cash for it. The incident is still under investigation. It is not clear what motivated Brian to leave the explosives in the casino. among so many other unanswered questions. NBC News has reached out to an attorney for Brian for comment. All right, I think it's
because
time.
We want to know.
We all want to know. Oh, my goodness. It is not in breaking news. I hit a button. Here we go. My fingers are fat. I hit the wrong button. All right. Oh, my God. It is a struggle tonight. You know, it is difficult broadcasting from an airport terminal waiting for a rental car bus.
Especially when you've got screaming children.
Screaming children. Yes, lady, we're talking about you. Screaming children.
Don't worry, bitch. We only got, like, 0.5 listeners right now. So,
there you go. I actually got more than that. So anyway.
Yeah,
oh, my goodness. Joe's all excited. Look at Joe. There we go. Bouncing in the chair, ladies and gentlemen. He's going to bounce on through our next commercial break. And we will be back in just a few momentos.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne for Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer and Kent Cigarettes and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyenne for Radio.
Let's do snack math. Wholesome organic popcorn plus sparkling soda plus piping hot coffee equals delicious refresh-a-rama for the whole family. Visit our snack bar today and taste the movies. This message is brought to you by the Mike Show Snack Bar. Please eat responsibly. No hablo español.
Darn my sink trap clogged.
Do you know what's clogging it?
Who knows what's down there? Grease, food, hair.
Better use Crystal Drano, the all-purpose drain opener.
Oh, sure, Drano's terrific on grease, but can it clear those other clogs, too?
Yes, all-purpose Drano clears grease and food and hair.
Wow, now I know what to use, even if I don't know what the clog is. Drano.
Beautiful. Drano, the all-purpose drain opener.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
Yay! I'm so glad we're back.
Are you? I'm so glad I've been smoking weed this evening.
Yes.
Anyway, why don't you go ahead and cue one of those robotic things, and I'll do some more of that smoking stuff.
Hi, Betty here. With all the fun we have around here, why not be a part of the show? Give us a call at 813-327-8566. Be sure to check out Headphone Meditations with John Dubose and many other fine shows we carry on Cheyenne Radio. Be sure to visit cheyenne.org. That's CHIAMPA.ORG for our complete broadcast schedule and much more. And now
for Joe's
weather and informative news. Back to you, Joe. Betty out.
Well, thank you, Betty. Well, before we get to the news sourced by our very own Chip Skipper, edited by the On Crack Chicago news team led by Dick Wine, it's time for your Shampa Chicago weather from our very own Chicago's O'Hare International Airport. Unless you're listening live, it's not currently overcast and 67 degrees. The dew point is 61, which is a bit moist.
It's moist.
And
moist.
The humidity has reached up to 84%.
Yeah, I said moist.
So winds are howling out of the south end of Joe's butthole at 13 miles an hour. gusting to 23,000 miles per hour, which I can attest to from where Anthony's sitting, because it's just blowing like crazy over there. And for you pilot types, though, the visibility is 10 miles, but I don't know, you might be blown away. Tonight, rain and possibly a thunderstorm, low around 63. It is a butthole flap action alert night. It's going to get gusty down there, folks. Tuesday, rain and possibly a thunderstorm, high near 67. And again, it's another butthole flap alert day. It's going to be a super gusty one, folks. And Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 64. And BFA day continues. Keep an eye on your butthole. And that's the weather as it happens around Studio B. Okay, Anthony, press that flashing any key. Now with even more fiber.
And now for the news.
Well, fraudsters steal 22 tons of cheddar. So tonight we learn about stolen cheese, and wow, it's a lot of cheese. Hundreds of truckles of cheddar worth more than 300,000 pounds, British pounds, that is, have been stolen from London cheese specialist Neil's Yard Dairy. Fraudsters posing as legitimate wholesalers received the 950 cloth-bound cheeses from the Southwark Baby Company before it was realized they were a fake firm. Neil's Yard said it has still paid the producers of the cheese, so the individual dairies would not have to bear the cost. It is now trying to deal with the financial setback, a spokesperson has said. More than 22 tons of three artisanal cheeses, including Halfed Welsh, West Combe, and Pitchfork, were taken, which are all award-winning and have a high monetary value. Patrick Holden, who owns the farm where Halfed cheddar is made, said, "The artesian cheese world is a place where trust is deeply embedded in all transactions.
Cheese.
It's a world where one's word is one's bond, just like our cheese. It might have caused the company a setback, but the degree of trust that exists with our small industry as a whole is due in no small part to the ethos of Neil Yard Dairy founders." Tom Calver of Westcombe Dairy said, "The process of making that cheese started almost 3 years ago, especially for the 8-year cheese, when we planted seeds for the animals' feed. The amount of work that's gone into nurturing the cows, emphasizing best farming practice, had transforming the milk one batch at a time to produce the best possible cheese is beyond estimation. And for that to be stolen is absolutely terrible. The Met Police has confirmed it is investigating the theft of a large quantity of cheese." That's
cheese!
The timing was actually really, really good with that. Oh, hold on. Do I start the thing now, or do I start the thing later? Do we start the thing now? Okay, ladies and gentlemen, hold on. We have a special thing to do.
We interrupt this programming to bring breaking news from the WEED newsroom.
Folks, this is Joe in the breaking news department desk. We have an update about the great cheese heist.
Cheese!
So a 63-year-old man has been arrested after hundreds of truckles of cheddar worth more than 300,000 were stolen from... Yes, truckles.
Yay, truckles.
Truckles! That's what it says, truckles.
What is a truckle? What the fuck is a truckle?
Let's do the Mary Tyler. No, the Murder, She Wrote music. What is a truckle? What is a truckle?
What is a truckle?
Oh, not a truffle.
A truckle.
Okay, Google. What is a truckle? No, this stupid thing doesn't want to work. Folks, we'll figure it out and we'll get back to what a truckle is. Now, let's go back to the story already in progress.
On October 21st, police received a report of theft from the manufacturer.
She interrupts the police was taken to a South news London from the WEED newsroom.
Am I going back to the breaking news or am I going back to your music? I don't know what's going on. I'm confused.
Let's go back to my music.
Okay. The chuckles like totally just derailed everything. There you go.
Well, oh, the man wait, was taken
on.
To...
Yeah, we're good. I'm going to go do this.
On October 21st, police received a report of the theft from a manufacturer based in Southwark. The man was taken to a South London police station where he was questioned. He had been bailed pending further inquiries, which are still ongoing. As we reported... Fraudsters posing as legitimate wholesalers received the 950 cloth-bound cheeses from the Southwark-based cheese company before it was realized they were a fake firm. More than 22 tons of these artesian cheddars, which were all award-winning, had a very high monetary value. Neil's Yard Dairy sells the Hafford Welsh for $12.90 a pound for a 300-gram piece, while Westcombe costs $7 a pound. 15 for 250 grams, and Pitchfork is priced at 11 for 250. Neil's Yard said it is still paid the producers. It is now still trying to deal though, with the financial setback. At least they caught the person, though. I don't know how they're going to make them pay.
That's a lot of constipation there.
Yeah.
A lot of constipation. All right.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled program, already in progress.
I need a break. Fiddles, McGinty. Folks, in this next story, we learn about a man that suffered catastrophic injuries.
Oh my goodness.
A UK man miraculously survived after sustaining a broken neck and a fractured spine, smashed ribs, blood in his lungs, and other car crash evoking injuries.
Wow.
Waiting from wait for it, Anthony. Wait for it. He did all this tripping over his cat.
Okay, at least it wasn't cheese. That's a pissed off pussy right there for you. There goes Keenan.
I just can't remember much, he said.
Back
just
Keenan.
Falling fast. It was quick and it was over within seconds.
Seconds.
I was at the bottom, said Chris.
Yeah, I'm sure that's 59. Not the first time he said that.
The freak apocalypse meow accident reportedly occurred on the evening of October 23rd. While the Leicester-based professional musician was home alone with his hairless Egyptian Sphinx cat, whose name is... Are you ready for it?
Sure, why not?
The cat's name is Eric Morecambe.
Who? What?
Eric Morecambe. Disaster struck after the wrinkly kitty, apparently feeling playful, drove out and latched onto one of the owner's legs while he was coming down the stairs. It took a bit of chunk out of my leg, and then I lost my footing. He reportedly tumbled down 14 steps before arriving on the bottom, where he lay unable to move when his feline put the hell in. Hello, kitty.
Wow.
It wasn't until the next morning that the immobile vocalist's wife arrived and discovered her husband spread-eagled at the bottom of the stairs. And not from what you think.
No, clearly not. Clearly not.
She dialed emergency services that came quick. But apparently the cat's adorable. He's only young. I don't take any umbrage to that, he said. It's just one of those things.
Just one of those things.
Could have happened anyway.
Could have happened to anybody. One of those things.
That's a wrap on Joe's News, sourced by the lovable Chip Skipper and his on-crack Dick Wet News team. Back to you, Anthony.
Oh, my goodness. This is just craziness. Where's my buttons? Thanks, Joe. This segment was brought to you by Dollar Miscellaneous, where a dollar won't get you much without another dollar. Call us at 813-327-8566 or drop us an email at playus@cheyampa.org. This week on This Way Out, sounding off at the first ever Queer March on Washington, and in the news, Poland's government proposes a civil union compromise. The Saskatchewan lawmakers vote to out trans kids. According to a study published in JAMA Pediatrics, close to 97% of trans young people getting hormones and or puberty blockers are highly satisfied with their gender-affirming health care. And Trump's...
That little kid just threw up the middle finger at me at the bus station.
Yeah, that's what they do sometimes. Yeah, you should see what this one is doing with the trash can over here.
Fuck.
Yeah, right? I've never seen anyone defile a trash can so poorly before. Anyway, in Trump's trans slam at Harris draws Lincoln Project shade. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio news magazine, Monday nights at 9 Eastern, right after the Joe and Anthony Show on Chicago Chiampa Radio. Ah, hang tight, folks. We'll be back in about 2 minutes. My coat's stuck in the car door with the Uber driver. Come on, guys. Let's go. Where are we going? I don't know.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Piccolo Partuteries. Joe Wisdom is fiddling with my language circuits again. It's me, Betty, and you are listening to Chiampa Radio.
It's time to play Sale of the Century.
Hi, Betty here with your latest current digital currents report, for when you need to know. Well, since you last heard me droning on, both studios experienced massive node failures at point C. Object 3-X, stroke 68, has wear and tear with linear heat and carbon buildup. Luckily, user chip 3829 used a can of air to blow super-cooled air onto circuits, making them one with their bits again. Hoopla heads, stay in your lane. We've noticed stray hoopla heads think they are premium data sets, leaving energy proclamated bits on their journeys to the main processor. Cleanup is near impossible when user chip 3829 is not around. Alert, alert. Studio improvements needed in Chicago immediately, let me tell you. A cat, located in Chicago studios, has static buildup in their pussy. That buildup shoots electron volts out of the pussy into our direction, on a constant basis. This creates more hoopla heads and I am sick of it. Okay, that's it. End of report. Wow, that was a report. Hey, are you catching the Joe and Anthony Show? Monday night at 8 p.m. is taped. Joe and Anthony share some of the wackest shit I've ever heard. I even make appearances to keep the guys on their toes. Check us out. Also, visit www.chiampa.org for the Chiampa Radio broadcast schedule. Music tracks provided by Kevin MacLeod. For more, visit www.incompetech.com.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznat from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
All right, why don't you go ahead and cue one of those robotic things?
Sure.
Welcome back. Thank God it's today. Yay. Up next, we've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for, Anthony's world-famous, crazy Florida news. But first, go grab your favorite smoking devices, snacks, and beverages, my fellow biatches, so we can get started with Anthony's weather and crazy Florida news. Take it away, our lovable Anthony.
Thanks, Roger.
You're welcome, Anthony.
You got it, Anthony.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
All right, where's my button here?
Fuck you, Roger.
Yeah, there we go. There we go. Fantastic. Thanks, Betty. All right. Oh, my goodness gracious. All right. Before we continue, it is time for your Chiampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA.
Unless you're listening live, it is not currently lightly cloudy and 76 degrees. The humidity is currently sitting at 85%. The dew point is a lovely 71 degrees. And, and visibility, yeah, right. We thought it felt stinky here.
No, that's impressive.
I know, right?
That's impressive. That's a full 10 degrees. That's a lot. That's a lot.
That's a lot. It's a you can't even evaporate at room temperature. Yeah, right. Visibility, I believe, was, 10 miles, I said, right? Okay, tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 71 degrees. Tuesday will be mostly sunny with a high near 87. On Tuesday night, we have a 20% chance of showers after 1, mostly cloudy with a low around 76. On Wednesday, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 in the afternoon, mostly cloudy with a high near 85. And Wednesday night, a 40% chance of showers and storms, mostly cloudy with a low around 76. Things are so choppy. There's choppiness. We may have to go to audio only mode. Hello. Hello. I've lost you. I have lost you. Hello. Hello. Testing. 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 We'll try a recall. We'll try a recall.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Are you there?
I'm here. Are you there?
I am here, Clarissa. Are you there, Clarissa?
Fuck you, Roger.
There you are. Fantastic. That's it for your Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay. Now time for some crazy Florida news. Okay, let's close it. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if
I think we're having internet difficulties on my end, possibly.
You think it could be? I don't know. It could be my end, too. Who knows? I'm Wi-Fi-ing it. It's always a possibility.
I also think it's beginning to storm.
Oh, so yes. We have storm moving in, so that can do a lot, too. All right, well, we'll wrap it up in 13 minutes. If we can make it for 13 minutes, we'll do okay. We'll make it work. All right. Tonight, our first Florida story, the news of the night, comes from News Channel 8 and teaches us an important lesson about patience and not being angry with a machete. The Flagler County Sheriff's Office responded to the intersection of Belle Terre Parkway and Kaywood Place last Wednesday, where roadway workers were present. The employees told officials that a 43-year-old Miguel got upset because workers blocked the road while backing up one of their trucks without any signs posted. However, deputies said they noticed several signs claiming workers were present in the area. According to the workers, Miguel drove around the work site, stopped his truck, got out, and to yell, "I'm gonna chop some bitches up," while walking towards them with a machete. That sounds great.
Yeah,
right? One of the workers told officials he feared for his life and ran into a nearby wooded area. The employees then said Miguel got back into his truck and sped off as traffic began to back up on the road. Deputies found Miguel nearly 3 miles away, where he admitted to having several machetes in his truck. A machete was confirmed to be on his dashboard. Miguel claimed to have been stopped by some guys, and he got upset that there were no signs posted. He said that he got out of his truck and began arguing with them. Miguel was arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon without the intent to kill. He was taken to jail, where he was later released on bond. Right?
Hee-haw! Hee-haw! Hee-haw!
All right. We're gonna take a brief moment.
Moments, folks. We like brief moments. Yeah, the weather is gonna get a little nasty looking tonight, right, which
so what we're
I'm
gonna
okay
do
with
here is we are we're lowering the desk. We're going in the opposite direction. We need to take a seat. Simon, here you go. All right.
All right.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Our second story of the night.
Our second story of the night.
Joe.
Alrighty, our second story of the night comes from Fox Channel 13 out of Tampa Bay and demonstrates why it's important to look before you run. When Scott 39 and Heidi 36 were pulled over by deputies in the area of Toucan Trail in Spring Hill nearly 2 weeks ago, detectives said they saw a rolled cigar containing a green leafy substance they identified as marijuana. They also found a pillbox with the word Xanax written on it that had 11 elazepram pills and two separate baggies with fentanyl residue inside. Deputies removed Scott from the driver's seat and an unidentified passenger from the passenger seat. Deputies say the backseat passenger, who was later identified as Heidi, refused to provide detectives with her name, identification, or exit the vehicle. After trying several times to get her to leave the vehicle voluntarily, Heidi was escorted out and handcuffed. While searching the vehicle, deputies say they found three syringes filled with a clear liquid that later tested positive for methamphetamine. They also found a black container with four more marijuana cigarettes. It was the marijuana. Oh, we got we're not sexy time yet. I know it was the marijuana cigarettes, but it is not sexy time yet. All right. Four marijuana cigarettes, a blue pack, locked down brown safe were also inside the vehicle. When deputies tried to arrest Scott, they say he ran away, but he didn't get very far. According to deputies, Scott ran right into a telephone pole and was immediately detained. After getting a search warrant for the safe, detectives found multiple used syringes, new plastic baggies, cut straws containing residue, a digital scale, and two separate bags containing a green leafy substance, and six separate baggies containing 40.5 grams of crystal-like substance, which later tested positive for methamphetamine.
Meth time.
Scott was charged with resisting an officer with violence, possession of methamphetamine, possession of fentanyl, possession of elazepam, possession of marijuana. His bond was set at $27,000. Heidi was arrested on charges of trafficking on methamphetamine, possession of marijuana, possession of paraphernalia, and resisting an officer without violence. Due to the trafficking charge, Heidi was initially held without any bond.
Wow.
Yeah, right. That was a mouthful. All right. Let's get to our sexy time story.
Ooh, sexy.
Which is kind of a disturbing sexy time story, but why not? It's a Florida sexy time story. What are you expecting?
Of course.
I mean, it's not going to necessarily always be kind of like a funny, awesome, sexy story.
Right.
Our final and sexy Florida story of the night comes from Daytona Beach News Journal and tells us about a man whose kink got him a little tied up. Mm-hmm. The victim said he agreed to come to the beach with Alana, 18, of Ormond Beach, so that she could tie him up on the beach and have sex with him. According to police records, Alana picked him up between 6 and 7 in her Subaru, and they drove down to Bicentennial Park, where she parked and walked to the beach. That almost sounds like that could be like a classic rock song. We took her Subaru down to the Bicentennial Park beach, and she tied me up and had sex on the beach. The victim said he started getting odd vibes from Alana, who sat 5 feet from him and then started tying his legs with a piece of yellow rope. The victim said he did not feel comfortable, so he told Alana he had changed his mind. At that moment, Alana's boyfriend, Wayne, 24, also of Ormond Beach, appeared. Yes, it became a menage a trois. Down on the beach in the Subaru. The victim began to untie his legs. I like this shit. I gotta buy more of this. But Alana jumped on his legs. He fought her off and ran with Wayne giving chase, tackling the victim to the ground. Wayne chased the victim until he could hardly... Oh, Wayne choked the victim until he could hardly breathe. Alana started punching the victim and told the deputy that he observed Alana with what appeared to be a hatchet as she was striking him all over.
Good Lord.
Right? Deputy, he had fought for his life, escaped the beating, and ran onto Ocean Shore Boulevard, where he saw a deputy's patrol car who picked him up. Reported seeing a shirtless man bleeding heavily from one leg and other parts of his body, frantically shouting and waving on cars on Ocean Shore Boulevard.
The victim was transported to Advent Health Daytona to be treated for his injuries.
Wow.
Right?
Wow.
Right? Alana and Wayne were arrested shortly after the incident at a traffic stop. Blood in the victim's backpack were also found in their vehicle. Alana asked for a lawyer and declined to speak to deputies. Wayne said he was picked up by Alana to go to the beach, and he didn't know how the victim got to the beach. He claimed the victim had pushed Alana down, and that had prompted Wayne to punch him in the face. After the fight, he and Alana drove off, he said. Both were charged with aggravated battery with a deadly weapon. Both suspects were released from Volusia County Jail on a lovely $5,000 bond. And that's it for your... Yeah, right. And that's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Well, before we go back to Betty, how much is a payment for a $5,000 bond? Is it actually $5,000 or is it a percentage?
That's a good question. If they...
We have time for,
if it was a full... I mean, you can. Usually it's like 10%, I think, or 20%,
okay.
Something
so
like
what,
that.
$500?
$500, something like that, yeah.
Okay.
Well, you can thank the database that you're tuned into, Shy Ampa Radio. Come join fun.
Come join
We're
fun.
We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Shy Ampa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566. And you two can hang out in the studio with these two lovable idiots, and don't forget me and Roger too. Why don't you be a part of our UniQ studio experience? You can chat during our live broadcasts. Visit chiampa.org for our latest broadcast schedule. Just scroll down to the chat room, pick a nickname and chat. But now, go grab your babies and inhale biatches. In just a minute, your two lovable stoners are going to start conversing about this or that. Hold on. Woohoo.
Oh,
here it comes, the plethora discussion segment.
That was plethora,
take
folks.
It away, the lovable Joe and the lovable Anthony.
Thank you, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Thank you, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
So, Anthony, what was our show title for last week?
Do you see the colors of the rainbow when you sniff your fingers?
Okay, and I do see that you've got a new title that says, "When will Joe buy a new microphone cord?" Ha ha ha.
Ha ha ha.
I have some ideas. You want to hear them?
Yeah, sure. What's your ideas?
Let's order naked delivery tonight.
Okay.
Keep the cat out of the studio. Don't order delivery from a guy with a machete.
I see.
Look naked before you run for your pills. Telephone poles stop crime. And then you had a good one. Down on the beach in a Subaru.
Oh, yes. That was good. Yeah, let's go with that one. Yes, that almost sounded like a... you got to throw naked in there somewhere, I guess. Down on the naked beach in a Subaru.
Or down on the beach naked in a Subaru.
There you go. We'll go with that. That works.
Yeah. Because that gives importance to the fact that you're naked in a Subaru.
This is true.
Anyways, folks, if you want to join in on this lovely discussion, give us a call. Seriously. This phone line actually works. It's 813-327-8566. If you call it, it rings, it flashes.
Yeah,
it's
not a Chinese takeaway.
No, it's not.
It's not a Chinese
takeaway.
We will show. I mean, we have really, we only have a minute left, but if you're listening, we can. Wait, was it 813? What is our phone number?
813
327-8566. See, if I call that.
Yeah, unfortunately, mine won't work anymore.
So you'll actually hear us.
Yeah.
Talking on the radio. But I don't. Where's the microphone on my phone?
I don't know.
I don't know what's going on.
Microphonies.
I don't know. Well, the phone's ringing in the background. But it stopped.
Probably going to voicemail. But,
oh. No, it's ringing back again.
Oh, jeez.
It rings back. It cycles back. Anyway.
Okay.
Anyway, so yes, you can. You can call us. It's a real number. I don't know if you heard the phone or not. I apparently don't know where the sound comes from on my phone, which is fine. I'm just apparently retarded that way sometimes. Which is fine. It's okay.
I don't remember what Roger's password is, so I can't reactivate my phone, but who cares?
Buttholes in Paradise with chickens on top.
Yes, that would ever also be a great show title. We should remember that. Oh, it's the ugly lights.
Buttholes in Paradise with chickens on top.
Yeah.
You can always throw that in now. Throw it in now.
No, I like Down on the Beach Naked in a Subaru. That's more apropos.
More apropos.
Yeah.
All right, folks. Well, it looks like the ugly lights are on, and I have arrived at my destination. The Uber driver is looking. Yes, I know. He's looking at me very strangely, but I told him, hey, look, it's a radio show. I'd like to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your special snowflake way.
Ooh, I can't wait to visit the wink, wink destination. Whatever the destination is.
Alrighty.
Anyways, we're sure glad you can join us tonight for the Joe and Anthony Show.
I imagine the destination would be Studio A, you know, where we're at. We've left the airport, we've gotten an Uber, we've arrived at Studio A. Well, not yet. I still got to get out of the Uber. Ha, you're not a taxi. You can't keep the meter running. You can make your commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour, hosted by Betty, starting at 6:30 Eastern, and Traffic with Topper, starting at 3:30 p.m. Eastern every weekday. Also, be sure to catch Headphone Meditations on Saturday nights, classic radio programming on Throwback Thursdays, Radio Free Labor at noon on the weekend, and hot dance mixes from 2 to 6, Sunday Tea Dance.
Yay!
I
like Sunday Tea Dance. You know, since you're already tuned in when I keep yourself perpetually enriched in Chiampa Radio's Technic audio programming with extra added perpetual procedures. How do I do this, you ask? Well, it's easy. Just keep any one of your devices, forcefully and executively, as Richard would say, perpetually tuned into Chiampa Radio. That's right. Maybe it's your fun and feisty dildonic smart speaker with extra added thrust. Or maybe it's your titanium-plated Bluetooth-enabled commode with easy-to-use bidet and special Last Splash podcast recall.
Oh, my God.
Wherever you are, whatever the situation may be, just point your favorite browser to chiampa.org. Go there now for a complete listening experience.
I know it's not a poop site. I know my co-host here is obsessed with poop, and we get that idea. You're not going to go to our website and see a bunch of poop. Trust me. It's not going to happen.
No, but if you go to Palmer Office Chair, is it .com? Did I register it .com?
You don't even know.
Palmer Office Chair .com. No, I got a big charge for it the other day.
Oh, my
Shoot,
goodness.
What is it? Oh, wait. Palmer Office Chair Corporation.
Yes. Is that picture of poop?
There we go.
Yeah, is there poop on that site?
Well, no. It's actually all in words.
It's all in words. It says poop in words.
It's poop in words.
Well, you know, hey, it's a free country
like,
for now.
Like, for instance, this guy, he said, hi there. I had my Palmer office chair installed in my Ford Pinto. What a relief.
Jesus. I didn't know there were any still on the road today, but how about that? Wow. Palmer office chair and the Ford Pinto. Well, at least if they rear-end you, you at least have a built-in fire extinguisher. Or a combustible, one of the two. Depends on what you ate last night. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in tonight. Check out our blog, chiampa.org. If you're interested in recasting this show, contact us at playus@chiampa.org. Remember, folks, don't meet strangers for super kinky time when there's people chasing road crews with machetes that can't see where they're going. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for this way out with a cue for queef.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with a
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin McLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.